Should we walk it around this late?
Of course. The first 72 hours are important as fuck when a person goes missing.
If we have that much time, why don't we sleep and do this when we're well rested?
Evidence. Every hour, hell, every second we take in finding Dolly means more evidence is lost.
Well, Miss Witch, lead the way.
You're doing that on purpose, aren't you?
Whatever do you mean, Miss Witch? What the?
Shh. Follow my lead.
What lead? Miss Witch.
My name.
Oh, okay. Lumi, are you okay?
Miss, are you all right? There are feras roaming about, and you should get home as soon as you can.
Oh. Hey, officer. We're fine. I just stumbled on the way home.
Sorry, officer. My friend here had a bit too much to drink, and we're heading home right now.
All right, then. If you don't mind my asking, where is home?
Oh, you know, all the way over there.
Apologies. We're heading towards South Sycamore Street. We have a small cottage over there.
I see. Do you two need a ride there?
No, thank you. I should probably let her burn off the alcohol.
Well, all right, then, but do be mindful of your surroundings.
Thank you, officer. You're pretty cute.
All right, miss, let's go. So, you gonna tell me what that was all about?
Yeah, in a second. Keep walking.
So?
It's nothing big. I just didn't want him to get suspicious.
Suspicious of what? But two women walking down the street. Yeah, it's late.
Didn't you think it was a bit strange that he was waiting kind of close to Dolly's house?
Not really. She lives in a pretty sketchy part of town. Also owns one of the bigger houses.
I don't know. Just seems a bit strange where he was. First rule of private investigating. Suspect everyone and everything.
Seems hard. How do you make any friends?
I don't.
Damn.
Whew. I haven't slept that good in a while.
Yeah, I had it imported from Osrin. It's one of a kind.
It's amazing. I could stay here all day.
Well, why don't we? We spent hours searching for Miss Fisher last night, and only slept for a few.
Because every second counts.
Looms, are you all right?
Yep. Nothing to see here. Let's go.
Let me make us something quick before we hit the road. There's a car in the garage we can use.
Then let's go.
Wait.
Ugh, I'm fine. Just go and make breakfast before I die of embarrassment.
You sure you're okay?
Yes. I'm fine. Now, go and take your cute ass to the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
You're such a dork.
Good job, Loomis. She totally wants to sleep with you now.
This is so good. Oh my god.
Nothing too special about it.
I don't know why, but it's really good. You put a spell on these?
You think I'd cook if I could just magic up my shit? Your girl's too lazy for that. Magic would be the ruin of me.
You should have seen me when I learned I could do magic. Those were the good old days.
Oh, you weren't born with it? When'd you learn you had power?
Are you expecting anyone?
No.
So, what do you want to do?
Let's go see what they want.
Whoa, why do you have a gun under your kitchen table?
Not just under the table. I have others stashed around the house.
Hot.
Who is it?
It's Alvin Summers. I'm with Blackreach PD.
A fucking cop? Right now? No way it's a coincidence.
And what does BPD want with me? I don't remember asking for your help.
That doesn't change the fact that I can help you.
Oh, and what makes you think I need help?
Well, I know that you and that witch are looking for Darlene Fisher.
Hands up. Now.
Whoa. Put that thing away. I'm here to help you.
Don't make me ask again.
Yeah, I just listen to her.
Walk inside while keeping your hands up in the air.
Were the restraints and no shirt really necessary?
Oh, they're a good look, unless you're not into the whole bondage thing.
Blooms, concentrate.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I have a whole book of things, actually.
Hold on. Let's not do anything drastic.
Yeah, let's not do anything too drastic, Looms. There's no need to waste your magic on him. We have a good old taser.
Wait.
What?
Oh, it's set to the lowest setting. So it really only tickles.
Please stop! I know what happened to Miss Fisher.
Corey, let the man speak.
Are you sure? It's pretty fun to watch.
If we find out he's lying, well, there is a dial on that thing, right?
There sure as hell is. Oh, all right.
Okay.
So...
Sorry. Okay, I'm good now. I know what happened to Darlene Fisher.
What do you mean you know what happened to her? I saw her just last night.
Yeah, I was at her house and left with Corey early this morning.
Look, you two, I know you're trying to get information without revealing anything yourselves, but I've been at this a bit longer than you both. Darlene Fisher was taken from her residence at approximately 1:43 a.m. by a...
How do you know who took her? Unless...
You're working with them?
Wait! Let me finish, or she'll be dead before you rookies find her.
Rookies? I'll have you know
Sorry,
that I...
don't care. Do you or do you not want to save Darlene? So as I was saying before, no, I am not with the people who took Darlene, but I am working for the people who took her.
Wait, for?
Yes, the chief of the Blackreach Police Department is the one who ordered the kidnapping.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it'll do the three of us more good if we can take this conversation in my car and formulate our plan.
What? No! There's no way in hell we're getting into your car.
Fine.
Looms! You're supposed to be on my side!
Corey, there are no sides. We are trying to find Dolly, and Alvy over here is the
shop. My name's Alvy!
I don't care. Here, I'll even be courteous and remove your restraints.
Oh, that's a bit cold.
Your hand will feel a chill in a second. May you be free from harm and from chains. Reneo.
Now, before anything happens to Darlene, shall we be on our way?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not like I have much of a fucking choice now.
So, before I talk about me, let's talk about you.
Me? Well, I'm a badass, sexy, always horny...
Not you, Ms. Brimstone. I meant Ms. Rambudrus.
I never gave you my name.
So what do you want to ask?
Why do you care what happens to Darlene? We've constantly bothered and harassed your family. I thought the last thing you'd want is to help in the rescue of one of our own.
Oh, well, that just means you don't know me and my family well enough. Look, we understand what BPD's doing, even if we don't really appreciate it.
Well, on behalf of the good ones still at BPD, I sincerely apologize.
Don't mention it. Now,
isn't Darlene BPD? What the hell? Why did her own people take her?
Well...
She shouldn't be up yet. Your job's not to have delays, so go.
Where are these shipments going?
Seventeen locations left. Boss man's never full, it seems. 2 weeks ago it was...
Oh, shove it! The boss can shove himself in a hole, alright? Your yapping ain't getting us anywhere.
Yeah, he should shove it. Not like he's a real boss anyway.
Dirty dust comes in, people go out.
Make sure he ain't being tailed. We got orders.
Why are they here? This is too far west for them. Something ain't right.
Coast is clear. We've only got these deliveries left to make. Was that the Roundup cow?
We do not ever, ever talk about the mission during the mission. You understand me?
Yes, Night Guard.
We maintain our order as we create chaos everywhere else. When the hour of twilight rises, the sages will be none the wisest. Lilith's decree shall no longer be what rules over me.
We'll make sure to kill that tree.
What if these people aren't being shipped out? Could we be the dust? They're going to ground us down to... I'm the fucking police! Don't these idiot fanatics know anything?
So, I know my hammer should be shown. Is that a badge? On our waist there.
Let me see here. Proceed with the procedure for this. One.
Two.
Three.
Ow.
Allow this mistake.
Now come on, we have a schedule, and Peace here doesn't need to be disturbed. She's trapped, and he'll come and deal with it when he's ready.
Wanna get mad?
Perhaps, but he knows she's better off. They might even know each other.
Hello, sir.
He's all yours.